From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and things are quiet in the World Cup play today. But tomorrow, France faces Germany, Brazil takes on Colombia, the U.S. will be watching after the U.S. team loses to Belgium. But will Americans at home be watching as well? Will that huge interest, more people tuning in than for basketball or baseball finals, continue? Here Now's sports pal Mike Pesca hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. And Mike, ESPN says U.S. soccer has a bright future despite that loss. You say what?
First of all, I say thanks for calling me sports pal. I'm going to get that on my business card. I think it's not just ESPN. After the game, everyone came out saying, you know, so disappointing, and we came close in the final few minutes. But, you know, the good thing about it is the U.S. soccer is on an uptick, and it has a bright future. And I liken it to people who go to a candidate's concession speech. These are really dedicated people. There are a lot of people who don't care about U.S. soccer or really don't care about the future of the sport. But if you kept paying attention after the loss, what you wanted to hear was, don't worry. Things are looking good. And I'm not here to say things aren't looking good. I'm just here to say there are a lot of things in the way of the United States going to the next level.
Like
so,
what?
Well, what was the United States level? Coming into the tournament, they were ranked about 14. They got to the last 16 teams. That's about how good they are. So the next level is a reasonably expecting that we could win a game in the knockout round, maybe being one of the 8 best teams. And there just seems to be a lot in the way of becoming one of the 8 best teams. I would say the big things in the way are nothing that the United States is doing wrong. I think Jurgen Klinsmann is a fine coach, although I disagree with the decision not to have Landon Donovan on the team. Fine.
Okay.
He's a good tactical coach. He's a good motivator. But to get to be one of the next 8 best teams in the country, in the world, you have to, which team, which country is the United States going to be better than? The Netherlands, Germany, France, even teams seen on a downswing, Spain bombed out of this tournament, Italy. I can't see the United States being better than those teams. Yeah. And the reason is there are all these sites that rank the 100 best players in the world, The Guardian and 424, which is more analytics-based. No American sniffs a designation of being one of the 100 best in the world. So until we get one of those best players, I think it's optimistic to say that the United States can be reasonably expected to really go kind of far in the tournament. I think the United States has a lot of things going for it. The demographics of the United States are good. We are a country of 318 million people, you know, so we have a lot more people to throw at the soccer pitch than Belgium with their 11 million people. But still, I think we're being way too optimistic if we say there is a lot of sign that the United States is going to be a lot better in 2018.
Well, they did what teams seem to need to do to hold on to the fans until they get, you know, better. They had stories. We liked them. You know, the incredible goalie, Tim Howard, overcoming Tourette syndrome. People want him to be the new Secretary of Defense of the net. So they did that. They made that inroad.
Yeah, they have great stories. They have heroic stories. And the great thing about them is they are the kind of underdog team you want to root for because they have grit and determination. But we don't use phrases like grit and determination about, to mention basketball, Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant does have grit and determination, but he's also one of the world's best players. Yeah. So I'd like a mixture of some grit and determination and some world best players. Tim Howard is one of the best players on the U.S. He's probably the best. He's really the only world-class player. The reason that we think he's so good is he had to stop 438 shots or whatever it was, 27. And great teams sometimes have great goalies, but the goaltenders aren't being made to stop that many shots.
Right. He had a record, but not that many balls should have come at him.
Mike
Pesca, Here Now, sports analyst. No, I like pal. Sports pal. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com, weighing in on the World Cup. We're still going to watch. Mike, thank you.
Oh, we should.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is Here and Now.